We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the day before the Nevada caucuses. We're going live to Las Vegas. Alex Stone checking in with us this morning. And Alex, it seems like it's all about not becoming another Iowa.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right, Susan. Good morning. And the Democrats here, they say that they are determined to make sure it is not Iowa all over again. But there are worries. They got rid of the app that Iowa used. They're still relying on iPads and on a Google system to do a lot of the math and to send in the results. Now, they say it's not an app, even though the Google system seems a lot like an app. They say it's not. Don't call it that. And some of the site leaders have said that they don't feel like that they're trained well enough on what to do if the iPads don't work. If they can't do the math or can't send in the info, that then the math that they've got to do and the system for sending that in, that they fear that then they could go down the same road as Iowa. But at this point, the Democrats say that they feel like they've got backup systems in place, that they have worked out all of the kinks. Fingers crossed that it's going to go smoothly tomorrow. It'll be the first caucus since Iowa, but they say they think they've got it all figured out.
How does early voting work in a state with a caucus?
Yeah, it's a complicated system. So all of those people who early voted, and there were about 80,000 of them, almost 100% of everybody who took part in the caucuses 4 years ago, took part in early voting this go-around, so the numbers, and once you add in the caucus numbers tomorrow, are likely going to be pretty high. But they filled out what they called a voter preference card, essentially a ballot, and it had them rank their favorite to least favorite candidates. That then gets sent to the caucus site that they would have gone to, and that gets folded into, as everybody goes into their corner with their favorite candidate, then they just kind of electronically add in another person. Now, if in the first round somebody is found to not be viable, a candidate's not found viable, that's why they had them rank their selection instead of just vote for somebody. Then they'll go to the second person on that voter preference card, and it will go to that person. But, I mean, as you can imagine, this is complicated. It's going to take that Google system to have scanned everything, know what everybody chose, and then move everybody around. And the Democrats say they think they've figured it out, but we'll find out tomorrow.
I was going to say, no way they can mess that whole system up.
Exactly. And then if they have to do it by hand with all of the voter preference cards, 80,000 of them, and move that into what goes on tomorrow, hopefully that Google system works. If it doesn't, it's going to get really complicated.
Wow. So, Alex, the voter, though, the early voter, doesn't really know who they voted for, right?
That's right. I mean, they know that who they gave their top pick to and their second pick and their third pick, they rank their top five. But then who it's actually going to go to, they won't really ever know. Now, if they actually, I guess they could figure it out. Whoever their top pick is who's viable in their caucus site, that's who their vote went to. So if they go for Tom Steyer and then he's found not to be viable, but their second pick is Joe Biden and he is viable, well, then it went there. So, I mean, they could figure it out that way. But whoever they chose as their top pick may not be the one their vote goes to.
Yeah. Who's the betting favorite?
Well, yeah. So, you know, every year there are famed odds makers here in town who they put out the prop bet odds on who's going to win. It is illegal to vote on an election in the U.S., so it's only for fun, we have to add. But Jimmy Vaccaro at South Point Casino, he's well-known here in town. I had him last night lay out the odds as he's got them right now to win the Democratic nomination. Here's what he tells me.
The top three we have for the nomination is Sanders at 3-2, which is plus $1.50. Joe Biden is 3-1, and Michael Bloomberg is 4-1.
Okay, so to win the overall presidential election?
You must go with Donald Trump. You'd have to lay $1.50 to win a dollar if you want a Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders, you still get your 3-2, and it's $1.50, and Joe Biden is up to 7-2, which is 3.5-1. And Bloomberg is 4-2, right behind, the fourth place.
And at the very bottom of his list, he is Tom Steyer. I asked, all right, what about that? He says, that's 1,000-1. So if you were to put down money and actually Tom Steyer win, you'd be a very rich person come election day.
Wow.
There you go. All right, Alex, thanks so much. It's Alex Stone joining us live from Nevada, awaiting the caucus tomorrow. It's a lot of work going into this to hopefully not duplicate what happened in Iowa.
Yeah, you're right. And it does sound very complicated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.